Okay, over to the fifth on the program. What has happened to this Kernji Cup? It's just been demolished with scratchings. 3, 6, 7, 9 and 11 are out. What's left in the market here, Trent?
Well, Greg, we have Assign 480, Turn It Around 7, Morris 850, Spectroscope 5, Samovair, Tabfix Dodd's favourite, $3.10, and Kawaii 5. And as you've touched on, it has been decimated with the scratchings. I will say that Samovair, when the market went up with a full lineup, was well supported early doors from $3.80 and is now the $3.10 favourite. Yesterday, Assign was as much as $5.50. One punter had a $10,000 bet at the $5.50, and that's resulted in Assign tightening in the $4.80. They dominate the betting, Greg, those two runners.
Plays an interesting role these days, the Kunji, didn't it? Historically, it was the last gasp into the cup, and now it's sort of stranded on cup day. It might just be a bit... Dean, it's just it has no role these days, the Kunji,
no,
I guess.
Yeah. No, it was on the Wednesday, and it was the last ticket in, but we don't race like that anymore, so it's a bit of a lost soul, isn't it?
It is, really. It's a lost soul today.
Ticket to nowhere.
Ticket to nowhere. Who's going to lead them up here? Warren, you'd imagine that Assign will go forward and Samovair also.
I would think so. Maybe even Turn It Around somewhere near the speed. And look, it was going to be a lot more solidly run race, I would think, with Galante and Lord Durante in it. But Samovair, Assign, and to me, Turn It Around, probably the most three likely rolling along on the speed.
Can I tell you a little history here?
Yes.
Did a little yarn during the week, and I learned a little bit about a certain family and the role of this race in one of the greatest Caulfield Cup sensations. It was 1924. I think it was Frank Godby trained Purser. They pulled it up in the Kunji. They pulled it up in the Kunji. They accepted for the Caulfield Cup with a horse called the Monk. The Monk was supposed to run. They scratched the Monk. To the great surprise of everyone, they run Purser. They get rid of the good jockey and put an unknown Kiwi jockey on and back it from 50s to 12s. It wins the Caulfield Cup in a trot. 3 days later, the stewards disqualify Godby for pulling it up in the Kunji 3 days earlier. So he won. Yes, it was an interesting week for the Godby family there. So that's an example of the role this race once played and probably doesn't anymore.
You surprised me. That's great investigative skills there, Matty.
I had nothing to do and sat down with
the facts. All right, let's get some tips on this year's Kunji. Warren.
I'm with Samovair. I think the way the race shapes up now, she's not going to have to work anywhere near as hard as she did last time, and I think suited under the conditions here, back to the handicap 8 ahead of 5 Spectroscope. I'd prefer a bit of sting out of the ground, but I think he's progressing well. Assign comes through that blowtorch of the Winx race last start. That's got to stand any horse in good stead, and I think under the circumstances he held up pretty well. And Turn It Around, next best for me, 8-5-1-2.
8-5-1-2. She's just a good thing, isn't she, here?
Who's she?
Samovair.
I've been on her... She's carried me a bit lately, I've got to say, Greg, and she's very, very good. I tell you, I love backing horses that have no profile in these races, and you tend to get over the odds, and Turn It Around's a bit of an old toiler who, you know, you don't think is a glamorous sort of Caulfield Cup runner, but, gee, he was terrific in the Toorak, fading a little bit, but he was...
I'm waiting for him to Flemington.
Oh, yeah?
Mm.
Well... I can't wait. I've got itchy fingers. My man's on Malum. It'll go under the radar. It'll get out because there's, you know, fancier runners, the boom on Spectroscope and all these sorts of things, and Samovair. So I'm sticking with me old mate from Warrnambool, Turn It Around each way here with Benjamin on board. Samovair, as you say, it was well described when you spoke to the very humorous David Hayes this morning, Greg, about how tough a run it had last start, Samovair, and she's a really, really good mare. She'll run well. Morris has always been one of mine. It always wins one of those good races up there during the Brisbane winter and up north. Spectroscope's always had a bit of a boom and hasn't quite lived up to it, but it comes down at the right time as well. But against all that, our old mate will be whacking away, Turn It Around. I think he's got a terrific chance. 2 on top from 8, 5 and 4.
Okay, 2, 8, 5 and 4. What are you doing, Dean?
I was keen to back Assign when it was a field of 11, Greg, so I've got no problem with backing him here. I love when Hugh Bowman and the Hickmont team combine, and I think 2,000 metres is his best trip whilst he had a go at the Melbourne Cup last year. I like him at 2,000 metres, and I think he'll probably ramp it up about 700, and I think he'll be too good. Morris, I think he was nearly favourite in this race last year when down the track he's come back into a bit of form. I thought his last run was good. Samovair, she had that quick back up, back out to 2,000 now. She's next best, and Spectroscope, who was right beside Morris in the Hill Stakes. But yeah, I'm very keen on a sign the way the race sets up now. 1, 4, 8, and 5.
1, 4, 8, and 5. I'm the other way around. I'm very keen on Samovar with Ollie on board today. Worked very hard last time out. Thought it was an excellent effort, and the previous form very good indeed. So I'm 8 to beat 5, 1, and 2.